Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
She seems to have
on occasion said I wasn't a big Phil Collins fan.
I've said
However,
that too.
There are some songs that he did with Genesis that I felt were quite good. This actually got started. This is a song that goes back to the first of the year 1986. But when you listen to what they did with this song, and then you think about what they did as they got started in 1967. Matter of fact, Kara, I didn't ask you to find any songs from the early years of Genesis, but just as a comparison, if you can, that's fine. If you can't, it's okay. What they sounded like, this is 86. You go back to 67 when they got started. They were referred to as England's first progressive rock band. And Phil Collins was a lead vocalist with Mike Rutherford. This is the biggest hit of their career. Phil Collins then went on his own, did the music for Tarzan, remember that? Which was number one in the state in 1986, as a matter of fact. So I don't know whether you found another quick reference to Genesis from 1967, Kara, or not. If you didn't,
I did not. If you got a song in mind,
I don't actually. I can't. I can't think of a song.
When is? Yeah, because I was looking, and I know some of their stuff, but like tonight. That's a later one too, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, mid range, I think. But I'm trying to remember what their first song was. And Jen, you don't remember it either.
I don't remember any of their early stuff. But no. This stuff I think is pretty good. There's something about Phil Collins. I feel like he has an attitude, and it kind of flavors me.
Now
his
he
music.
Does. Yeah. I think he does now. And that was one of the reasons that Mike Rutherford left to form his own group, Mike and the Mechanics. And if you can't remember a couple of their songs, this is the hallmark. This is a super pop song. I think it's a great, great song. Living, the two of them, All I Need is a Miracle in the Living Years. Let's have a little of this as a tribute to Mike and the Mechanics. What? Phil Collins didn't want another good singer in the group. He wanted to be the star, and that's why this guy left. I think he's every bit as good, although Mike and the Mechanics never did.
They were
what,
not as successful.
Genesis. No, they weren't. But listen to this song.
Love this song.
Oh, my God, what a great song.
All his hopes and fears,
what a story.
I wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
And this is a great part, the chorus part. The songs that came from Mike and the Mechanics were better stories than what Genesis had. Genesis, the focus was always on Phil Collins and him as the vocalist, but there were never really good stories.
We need you with us.
Mike Rutherford was not all about him. It was about the stories. And
That's
why I frankly like Mike and the Mechanics better than Genesis.
But a little more substantial.
Yeah. I thought you'd like to know a little musical history as to how Mike and the Mechanics became a group and what happened with their biggest song, Genesis and Invisible Touch. So there it is, the story at 28 after on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What do you do when your child catches you in an intimate moment? I mean, it's amazing how children can sneak up on you. And have you noticed how children never knock on your bedroom door, especially when mom and dad are being affectionate? What to do? Here's the developmental science of it. First, when they interrupt, don't make a big deal out of it. Make it clear that mommy and daddy need privacy, and don't assume that your child will be traumatized. If you like, ask later what they saw and correct any strange notions like fighting or hurting another. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, there is absolutely no reason in the world to be embarrassed. I mean, kids like to know that parents care for each other. And remember, a loving foundation in your child's life begins in your home. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harris with you. Did you know that Teflon-coated and other non-stick cookware are believed to be toxic to humans? The Environmental Working Group found that in the 2 to 5 minutes that Teflon pans are heated on a stove, the coating breaks apart and releases at least 6 toxic gases, including 2 carcinogens. The lungs of exposed birds have been known to hemorrhage and fill up with fluid, leading to suffocation, according to Natural News. For us, it's called polymer fume fever and is said to be a temporary flu-like symptom. Additionally, when Teflon pans get scratched during cooking, small amounts of Teflon and leached aluminum adhere to food and become ingested. So how serious is this? Well, in a 2006 Johns Hopkins Medical Center test, these chemicals were present in the umbilical cord blood of 99% of the 300 infants tested. From the Greeniverse. Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.